I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Greece is home to one of the most beloved string instruments in the world, and to this day it remains in construct, much like it did during ancient times. It's called the vouzouki. The vouzouki is a standout instrument among the long-necked lute family members, featuring a round body, a distinctive flat top, and a fretted fingerboard. But it was the vouzouki, most favored, in addition to looking like the mandolin with its metal strings that are secured over the instrument's sound port using a plectrum, a pick used to pluck the strings. The vouzouki, traditionally appearing at social events for dancing and entertainment, has other close relatives, including the Turkish saz, another long-necked lute employed in Turkish folk music, and the Asian long-necked tanbur lute, originally hailing from the Balkans, as well as parts of southern, central, and northwestern Asia. The vouzouki also has several hallmarks of long lutes associated with ancient Egypt, as well as other similar instruments memorialized in artworks of ancient Greece from around the 3rd or 4th century BC. Fast forward to the 20th century, the vouzouki found a prominent role in a genre of improvised music with the Greek underworld, known as the revatika. The passing of time has been very kind to the vouzouki, where it has gained a growing audience of fans who enjoy its presence in the traditional and popular music of Greece. With such applause, its inclusion in many genres around the world, including bluegrass, rock, jazz, has been welcomed, sometimes alongside its distant cousin, born in Spain, the modern classical guitar. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.